shall go shod in silk and dew in wool. White as a white cow's milk, more beautiful than the breast of a gull. Upon softer than these,
I think a piece that really shows your simplicity in your compositions really well. I think that worked really well. And I really did like the sort of mixiness slash chest voice use instead of the whole bel canto head voice production.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really effective. She did a great job.
Yeah, I think that worked great, especially with the text. I thought that was a really good tone for that kind of text.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. You brought mostly vocal music today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all but vocal pieces, right?
Yes. I mean, I guess there are. It's mostly vocal music. Yeah.
Is that most of what you compose?
You know, I think that I always gravitate towards vocal music. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to be a well-rounded composer. And you know, I write for the orchestra, write for chamber music, and everything in between as well. So. Yeah, I think, you know, it's not, I don't want to consider myself, exclusively a vocal composer.
Right.
But I do feel that, it's definitely something I'm really interested in and might be, there might be a large output in that genre.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. And do you have anything coming up that's being performed that's in the next few months? Or
So right now things are kind of quiet. I had a bunch of performances a couple months ago, so I'm kind of in like a
summer lull.
Yeah, in a summer lull, but I'm actually working on an opera, one act opera right now.
Really now?
Yes, and so I'm hopefully we'll have that finished sometime next year. So I've been kind of put everything aside to dig into that, you know.
That sounds really cool. So how about if we were to leave with a piece, what would you think would be a good one to leave with?
Well, would you like to do the choral piece that you sung on?
That's fine. I mean, to be perfectly frank, I wasn't singing that well back then. I feel like I'm singing much better these days. But then again, that's with solo singing, and choral singing might have come out just fine on that recording.
Well, that's fine. I'm happy to do another art song if you like.
Sure.
This is a piece called She Dried Her Tears.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written for Megan McGinty, who is a master's student at Temple University.
All right.
And so this piece was done on her master's recital. And she asked a couple Temple composition alums and some current composition students to put together like an art song each, all setting the text of Emily Bronte.
Cool. So the She Dried Her Tears is by that poet,
yes,
of course. All right, great. Well, this has been Student Composer of the Month with Stephen Crino. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for listening. You can keep up with our podcast every month under the Student Composer of the Month and New Music tags on WBJC.com.